a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I want to talk about changing your name. Have you ever known someone that's actually changed their name? And I'm not talking about sort of someone who got married and changed their surname. Like someone who's gone, not for me, I want to change my whole name by Depop.
No, I don't think I have.
I've got an ex that did it.
Yeah.
She changed her first name.
Mm.
Yeah, that was all. First name. Which was after we got together. So after we'd broken up.
She changed her name.
Yeah.
And moved states.
Yeah. And started wearing sunglasses with like a fake moustache attached.
Tied hair blonde. Mm. Cut it short.
I have that effect on one. Remember? Remember I ran into someone who's still friends with my first girlfriend?
Yeah.
And she told her and the response was, oh, would you look at that?
Yeah. Like, why are you
I still hate that guy. 25 years on, I hate
you're
that
lovable.
Guy.
No,
I used to not be so. It took a lot of work. I worked on myself.
Did you?
I did the work.
Or do you just say you did the work?
Oh, I do.
Because I still get the same response.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's lovely. I feel like you did a good job.
Thanks. This is a guy from the UK who changed his name and it backfired big time.
Oh, okay.
So he did it to be funny. And this is... I'm already laughing.
Hilarious. this is a single guy, I imagine.
He gave himself a slightly ridiculous name voluntarily and has suffered the consequences because it's mildly offensive.
Yeah.
And so then he went to try and – so he changed his name back in 2016, managed to get himself a driver's license with the new name, but then – when his passport expired in 2019, his application for a new one was turned down as his name may cause offence.
Mm.
And he's still trying to sort it out for years.
Good luck getting in contact with someone at the passport office.
Well, this is Her Majesty's passport office, which I imagine works pretty similar to our one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Should be the same Majesty.
And the thing is, because it got accepted for a driver's licence, he was like, cool, can't make... That it must be fine everywhere.
Yeah, sort of thing.
No. He's gone to like, okay, so what would you do in this situation if you can't have a passport?
Yeah.
Are you changing your name back or are you?
Well, it depends what the name is. What did he change it to?
So his name's Kenny, right? Yeah. Kennard or Kennard was his.
Yeah.
Kennard's probably the easiest way. So Kennard is his first name, right? So what he did was he hyphenated his first name with two letters before Kennard. And the two letters are F-U.
Oh.
But that'd be,
okay.
You could probably say, safe bet that he means
Boo.
It to be, no, not, no, or fa.
Oh, yeah.
F-U pronounced fa.
Yeah.
Like when you go and have the soupy... noodles.
Yeah.
Fuh.
Yeah.
And then
Kennard.
I think we left enough of a pause there for him to be.
No, but are you overseas? So maybe it is foo.
Oh, yeah. And maybe.
Kennard.
Kennard. Kennard. Foo.
Okay. I'd suggest don't be a moron.
I got refused on grounds that my name could cause offence or was vulgar. So I complained, but they upheld their decision. So I complained again. Good on you.
Yeah.
I was told they'd keep the fee for administration costs. Oh. So this is costing him money.
Yeah.
Just change your name again, mate. He's writing to members of parliament and stuff.
But, like, I kind of get where he's coming from because it's like, imagine, I mean... They probably looked at him and saw his photo and said, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
You're a white guy.
Yeah.
You know?
A quite weedy, middle-aged white man.
Yeah.
There's no way you're
foo.
Kennard.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Yesterday you missed out on the fact that it was the Halloween Bake Off.
Also known as the Halloween Bake Off.
Okay, Halloween Bake Off, right? And so, you know, normally I said yesterday at this time, when people at work are like, let's have fun, Tom and I are like, why?
We've been up since 4.
Yeah, we're not into fun. Like, work's great. We love it. Everyone's awesome here. We don't need to force it, you know? Like, We're happy to just do our thing.
Just let it be.
Yeah. So this time I thought, you know what? I'm going to get involved. I'm going to try and be a different person. I'm going to try and get involved in this one.
Yeah.
And so it's very intense out there, the bakers in this workplace, especially Jess from Drive.
I know, right? She's the newest one. And she's
the newest
come in
one. And she's ultimate,
hard.
Like, yeah. Bang, such a good baker.
She made witch's fingers, like,
she did.
Biscuits or whatever.
Almond biscuits.
And they did. They looked like.
They looked like it.
Fingers.
Yeah. Yeah. There was an eyeball cake out there with a bloody knife in it.
Oh, wow.
There were bloody brownies. There were eyeballs rolling around. Like, it was crazy stuff, right?
And what did you bring to the table?
So, I made a cob loaf and then I turned it into a spider. So, I had a cob loaf, cut the top off or whatever, put the bread out. Ooh. Put spinach dip inside.
Spider guts.
Yeah. Put spinach dip inside so it was all green.
Oh, yeah.
And then I had a bread roll for the front and I cut a mouth into it and I put chocolate fangs into it, chocolate eyeballs, and then I made it chocolate legs by the little breakaway, the little Cadbury fingers.
Oh, yeah, things, yeah. That's right? Cool. But was the loaf, like, what colour? It
was stripy. It was a
poppy seed
stripe loaf. Oh, right? Okay. Anyway, safe to say that a lot of people were like, whose child made this? Okay. It wasn't the best.
It was just the chocolate stubby little legs. I mean, there was no way that spider was going anywhere.
Yeah. It wasn't true to size. I'll give Tom that.
Its body to weight ratio or something was off. Yeah. And
it's like just flapping around like,
Anyway, so to be honest, the spinach dip.
I'm full of spinach.
You know, everyone loves cob dip.
Yeah.
And people don't realise, I think, unless you made it, how easy it is to make. These other people were baking all night, different layers of cakes, different cookies with different spiders on them of different body shapes. And Dean, our tech guy, hand-cut black cats. He didn't even have like a cutter. He cut them and made it crazy.
He's amazing.
Right? So it was very, very hard. When it came...
Sorry, can I just say, I love Rach, our general manager, as well. Yeah. Every time she makes something, she's like, hey, guys, cupcakes. And you're like, oh, they look delicious. Yeah. And she goes, just so you know, that's carrot and mulch. It's super healthy for you.
Yeah, there's a couple of vegans in the office.
There's
great.
There's a bit of redwood in there.
Yeah, yeah. And so everyone's like, okay. Anyway, it came to the big time where everyone had to vote for their most loved thing, right? And there's something called Golden Whisk that goes off every time we do a baking challenge. What do I have in my hand?
How did you win it?
We are the champions.
The champions.
No, as a show, we are the champions.
Yeah, we are. No, this is a K-Rock. Yes, yeah, but won the award.
But did they give it to you to pass on to, like, Jimmy's niece or something?
I think...
This is for the child.
Look, in this case, I think... you know, everyone was like, oh, bless, she tried.
Yeah.
You know when there's that kid that tries and you're like, yeah, you're amazing. Mm. And then you all laugh behind their back. But I've got the award and then I had to give a speech and that didn't go down well. People were like, you work in radio for a living. I'm like, I know. Talk. I was very overwhelmed. Anyway, that's it. But spider cob loaf. What a win!
People aren't. They're angry at you right now. You get that, don't you?
I feel the people in the office.
Because
they
baked all night.
I know.
Hand cut.
Guess what? Savory beats sweet every time.
And also,
every time.
If you don't try and you don't put in effort, you can't be disappointed.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Log, I feel like I'm sending this one in your direction a little bit more.
I'm ready to receive.
You're open always to helping out with other people's animals.
All right,
pets.
I'm going to turn my microphone that's off and drink my coffee.
No, Tommy, please jump in if you've got something to add.
Look at him sipping slowly, Simon.
Just very, very relaxed over there. My little sister has gone away for a family holiday just for a week and got the old, hey, can you feed the pets while we're away?
Beautiful.
Yeah, so I'm always, of course, cool. Yeah. They've got a lab.
Aww.
Who's, I would say, on the friskier side of things.
Oh. Boisterous.
Boisterous, good word, great word.
Male or female?
Male.
Yes.
Maybe a year to 18 months old.
Oh, okay.
So a big puppy.
Yeah.
A big giant puppy and a couple of cats. So I'm like, okay, cool, I got this. But I thought, well, he will bark, this is the dog, if he's not fed by a certain time.
Oh, okay.
Don't want to disturb the neighbours. Yeah. Not that they're my neighbours, but I'm thinking, oh, I can't disturb the neighbours. So I'm like, I'll go in early on my way into seeing you guys of a morning.
Okay, sure.
So this morning was the first morning I had to had to feed. Well, you know, at whatever time that is, 6 o'clock in the morning, you kind of feel like you're a bit of a cat burglar.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going in there and I found myself talking out loud so that all the neighbours would hear me and know that, no, I'm not a burglar. I'm a cool guy. I'm one of the family.
Well, no one's going to mistake that. No one's
Can I imagine how that went?
Yeah, please.
Oh, g'day, yeah. No, I'm the brother. I'm the brother here to feed the dog. G'day, doggy. You know me. I'm your uncle. That's right. Uncle Ling, just here to feed you. I'm Cameron Ling, not a burglar. Big AFL former superstar. That's me. Don't call the cops.
Okay.
That kind of vibe.
You know what? You're not that far off. There was a lot of like, hey, Troopers. Hey, Trooper. Oh, it's your favourite uncle.
See? Amazing. That sort of thing.
Yeah. Don't laugh. Name, exactly what I was doing.
Name dropping yourself.
Yeah. You have to do that, don't you? Though?
Dude, you're speaking to me. I always show my hands at a store because I always think that they think that I'm stealing. This is a question for Tom. I don't know how normal people think. That's I
do that
the same.
Too. I worry about people thinking I've shoplifted if I don't buy something and I leave the store.
Yeah, every time.
But, I mean, if you hadn't have gone in through one of the skylights, it would have looked... less sus.
Got me.
Did you feed the dog?
I fed the dog and then he had a little bark and it was like, oh, I should stay and play with him now.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Bit. Why didn't you bring
at
him in?
At 6 a.m.
Bring him in. Yeah. Oh, he would destroy this place. No, I realised I had to come in and see you guys.
Yeah.
And that's why I was a little bit earlier this morning.
Right.
Because I'd mistimed my feeding the dog, how long everything would take. Mm. Don't worry. Tomorrow morning I'll be back onto it. I won't do that overtime again tomorrow.
Okay, good. All right.
Lingy's dog and pet feeding service 52232955 if you're going away.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Okay, so Taylor Swift, if you're not up to speed with the situation, she lost the rights to her music. Someone bought it and then there was a dispute. And so what she's decided to do is go ahead and re-record them all slightly differently so then they become her property again.
Well, Scooter Braun was the guy behind it and he's like, I own everything of yours. Too bad. And she wanted to renegotiate, and he was like, no, I own them. And she's like, all right, then, I'm just going to re-record everything.
Yeah, and everybody will like my versions and not your version.
Yeah.
So she's just released Taylor's version of the album 1989, and people are obviously loving it because people love everything Taylor Swift.
And she's got some vault songs in there as well. Yeah. Like she opens the vault and releases like songs that haven't been heard before and stuff.
Yeah.
So people get very excited.
The ones that they deem not good enough at the time and then they
maybe.
Gotcha.
So she goes pretty hard on the merch and she goes pretty hard on the way she releases the albums. It's not just sort of straight to Spotify, although it is, I think, on Spotify.
Yeah.
There are also lots of physical versions of the albums that she releases that you can buy. For Midnights, she released 5 different CD versions.
Oh, she released CD versions?
How annoying.
Yeah.
Ah, no, that's cool though.
Which version do you want to buy? Like, sure.
I know, but it's just like the Spice Girls when they release their 20th anniversary vinyls. You could choose which one do you want. And I went with Posh. You know, like I think people just kind of like to.
Weirdly, that was the easiest one to get your hands on.
Don't go there. Anyway, sorry,
Tom.
Did that
have the least number of lyrics in it?
Okay.
Well, it didn't, yeah.
What she provided.
There was no vocals on the album at all. It was instrumental.
Tom.
And she just stands there and spins.
Continue.
Yes.
No, I won't have it. I'm not having it.
Continue. Anyway, 1989, Taylor's version has been released and it's on vinyl, it's on CD, and you can get it on cassette as well.
Oh, yes, cassette.
People love all that retro stuff, but some people love the retro stuff more than others. And a video's gone viral of some Swifties, some Swift fans. It's hilarious, and even Taylor Swift has liked the video.
Oh.
So that's how you know it's become a big deal, right? I'm going to play you a little bit of audio, but these are what they're calling baby Swifties. So they're pretty teenagers.
Yeah.
Right. And they're trying to work out how to get the CD out of the case.
No. Wait, this is a button, but it's not a button. It's a button.
I want to break it.
How do we do it? Wait, is it a twist?
Let me try it now. CD.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Now grab it.
I don't want to break it.
It's not coming out.
It's not
you
coming
guys
out,
are
right?
making me laugh. Because this is how we listen to music.
Wait, no, it's my
Wait, how do you get it?
They got no idea. They don't want to break it. And I mean, we've all been there with CDs where, you know, when you'd first buy a CD and the button was stiff and you'd like, oh God, I'm really bending this thing as I'm pulling
yeah.
it out. But it comes out. So they're like, is it a button? Is it not a button? They can't work out.
And because you've got to kind of press and pull. Like, it's not like a press. Sometimes they don't yeah. press and pop, you know? Yeah. Like, so it's the, oh, poor little pop.
It's like Zoolander where he's trying to get the computer to work and they're yeah. all, like, standing around at like, oh, my God, how's
inside the yeah. computer?
Now, I've seen the Taylor Swift CDs because I went to the CD shop, you know, I might as well just say JB. I went to JB the
yeah,
other day
because yeah,
I,
yeah.
I had to get a part of present for Kalia's anniversary present, which I was talking about yesterday. It took ages to come. So we got her a record player. I got her a record player for anniversary.
Now you've got a house with a record player.
And so I went and bought the new Blink album on vinyl.
Oh, you're a vinyl owner now.
Yeah. So I'm not. Kalia is. So the funny thing is now we've sort of, she's got it there and it's sitting in its box and the album is there and it's in its sort of sleeve thing. And we've looked at it, but we've not listened to it yet. Because we're not quite sure how to use
it. Oh, come on now.
The record?
Come on.
And we don't want to scratch it or hurt it, so...
Pick up the needle and just drop it on.
What do I always do when I don't know how to do something?
Call Loggy.
No.
Call Anthony.
Yeah. Yes. So I told Mum yesterday, you and Anthony are going to have to come over and show us how to use it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's play, gang.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Oh, I really wanna know. What TV theme? What TV theme?
Yeah.
No, she just used the wrong intro last week.
You couldn't play along.
What TV theme?
Not the wrong one, the better one last week.
Oh,
what
really?
What
TV theme?
Tom, can you not talk about
it? What TV theme?
Get your timing right, mate.
What TV theme?
I'm flat out trying to work the faders, guys.
What TV theme?
Going?
All right, that's it. What TV theme? It's back. In its traditional format.
Love it.
It is
Thanks
Geelong.
To Stan.
Yes, it is Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine's most polarising Wednesday base game. I'm going to play little bits of theme songs from TV shows. You guys just need to, it's very simple, very easy. You just need to tell me what the TV show is.
Yep, this is a chance for Loggy to prove her sad childhood. The fact she just sat there by herself watching TV shows.
It's also an opportunity... Lingy. remember we said as soon as this game, Loggy gets too good at this game, as soon as she dominates it too much,
I'm sorry, Log.
The game yeah. goes away. And then Stan jumped on board, so, you know, we couldn't get rid of it yeah. in October. They've stuck around for November as well. So
oh, they're brave souls, got another, Stan.
Got another 4 weeks. Woo! They are brave with yes. some of the content that they roll out. It's quite bold, I would say.
I was watching the Paul Hogan story on Stan last night.
Were you really?
Yeah. It was good.
Nice. Mate, like, get around Love Triangle. I'm obsessed. Why drop one episode a week? It's killing me. I'm so obsessed with it. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll send this audio to Stan so they will get that message. Good. Is there anything else you'd like to say to them?
Yeah, there's so many good RuPaul's Drag Race.
No, don't keep listing shows. I'll just if you've got a message for the people that run.
Oh, g'day guys, Loggy here.
I would say
I like you.
One question: why are you sponsoring this particular don't. Segment?
Yeah, there's so many other things you could say.
I know.
Like, is it anxiety or just thinking the thing?
There's go no on, context Tommy. For them, so they won't get that. Here we go.
This.
All right, question number one. Tell me... Oh, so wait, sorry. Names of your buzzers go?
Lee.
Loggy.
Great. Best of three arrangement. Here we go. What TV show is this?
Keep going.
Oh, Loggy.
Lee.
Oh, Log got in first.
It is... I know Doctor Who.
Yes, I was going
well
with.
Done.
Give me 1 point. Should have just been one
little
point.
A little bit quicker.
Quick.
Okay.
Getting quick, old man.
God, honestly, this is the name of the game. If you think you might possibly know, just chime in because okay. We'll give you time to then formulate a thought. Here
so
we go.
So you're an athlete, so you should know how to do things quickly, but no.
Ooh, this is
sad
good.
Childhood, what?
His brain is not fast twitch. Here we go. Question number two. What TV show is this?
Loggy.
Oh.
Come on, mate. Law and Order SVU.
Yeah, so I knew that
Danny.
One. Just because you got it on the first beat doesn't make
I said
any
be
noise.
Quick, mate. I said be quick. Okay, question number three. What TV theme is this?
Loggy.
Oh.
It's RuPaul's Drag Race. Be the best drag queen win.
Well done.
You are ruining the game.
Good game's a good game.
Thank you, Tom.
3-0.
So nice that you're back.
Do you want one more for just fun?
Yeah, yeah. Unless you want to save it.
Right, nah. Why would I do that? There's 1,000 TV shows out there. We've got months and months of this game. It's fine. what TV theme is this?
Oh. Yes. Lockie?
Okay. I'm not going to stop it.
No, don't. It's...
I wanted to go on to this for the memes. Okay,
yes,
if I say...
Is it? It's a British one?
No.
What decade?
90s. Early noughties. Georgie Parker.
All Saints!
Yeah. Well done. You've already had the winner sound effect, so you can't have it again.
Bang.
But good on you. That's
bang.
Four from
sad
four.
Sad childhood beats sad athlete.
So,
bang.
I'm sorry again for being
that's
mean.
Right. Now you fired me up.
What TV theme? Thanks to Stan, the biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Stickers on cars. Thoughts? Just initially if I say that. Is it generally a pretty negative vibe?
Oh, I just don't think it's really a thing anymore. I don't know if you see, but are people still putting stickers on cars?
Yeah.
Are they?
You see those family stickers?
Family ones that were big like that 5 years ago or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always wanted to be a car sticker person, but then I could never commit to one.
Because you could never quite find the right one?
Well, I just, that's why I haven't got a tattoo as well. I just can't.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you put a K-Rock sticker on your
obviously.
Rear view?
Yeah. I mean, you've got them covered on your car.
Well, I've got one that melted in from the old K-Rock logo and it's still, you can still read. It just says, OCK 95.
Ah.
So if anyone's got a texter, add a bit to Tommy's car.
Yeah.
But that's on the, again, that's on the window. I reckon, certainly I think people have gone away from the bumper stickers and they're now sort of rear window stickers. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So if you'd asked me that before I saw this the other day in the street and I've taken a photo of it, I've sent it to you too, my immediate reaction would have been negative. No,
yeah.
There's no good ones out there. I want to put out there, are there good ones? Or do you have one you think is hilarious? Because I saw this. So this is a Volkswagen Amarok.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, all right.
You're both laughing.
Yeah,
this is good.
Yeah.
So I was walking down and I couldn't help. I started chuckling to myself. I've got to take a photo of this one.
Mm.
So it says on it, just above the Amarok logo, says, before I was a pebble, now I... am a rock.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, like, well done, you.
Yeah,
well
okay, clever.
Done.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
So they do exist.
They do exist, but I think they're rare. And to see them in the wild as something that's not offensive, I think is very rare.
Good point.
Very good point.
Let's leave the offensive ones out, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Putting the question out there, have you or have you seen a good, funny, laugh-out-loud sticker on the back of a car?
Yeah, we've got Damien from Leopold on the phone. Morning, Damien. What's the sticker?
Yeah, morning, guys. On the back of one of those big diesel Rams, those big American trucks, I saw a sticker that had that I identify as a Tesla.
For tax reasons, obviously. For sort of
similar fuel consumption.
Yeah, yeah.
5.7 litre V8 engine, and yeah, it's lovely fuel excise. Yeah, all right, that's a good one. I don't mind that one.
Mm.
Stephen from Coria called. He couldn't stay on the line, but his one was on a P plate, a little hatchback, and it said, "If you're going to ride my..."
No, don't. I know that one. No.
Yeah,
no. No. Tom, no.
It's a bit of fun.
No, no, it's not. No, it's not.
I don't always take her side. I'm with Log Hanger. Yeah. No.
Right.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.